Hello, this is Julian Treasure. I'm glad you've downloaded this little audio file aimed at helping you to overcome stage fright and nerves. And I'll give you three great tips for that in a moment. I'm a sound consultant, international speaker, and author. I've helped hundreds of brands and organizations to make effective, healthy sound. And now I'm in the business of helping millions of people to speak and listen better. My passion actually is to make the world sound beautiful. Now, I'm very excited to be giving you a few of the tips from my new upcoming book, How to Be Heard, which is due out this autumn or fall if you're across the water. I'm so excited about the book. It's really pouring everything that I know about speaking and listening into the pages of this book. It's been a passion for me for the last few weeks and months writing it, and I hope you enjoy it. So, without further ado, here are some ideas for helping you to overcome stage fright. The first tip is simply to rehearse. If you've got something important coming up and you really want to get it right, then you don't want to wheel it out for the very first time in a live-firing situation. So get your content absolutely right. And there are plenty of tips for doing that. There's a whole chapter on content in the book. Get your content right and then set up a home simulation of the situation you're going to be going into, whether it's proposing marriage to somebody or standing on a stage in front of 100 or even 1,000 people. Whichever one it is, set up a little simulation at home and practice as if for real, with all the gestures, with your content, just as if for real. Not hunched in a corner mumbling, but standing proud and practicing just what you're going to do. It'll get into your muscle memory and you'll feel so much more confident. Then once you feel you really know your stuff, you can jazz with it. You can have fun with it. Second, I suggest you use some aids. Most people's big fear, the thing that really triggers those stage nerves, is the fear of losing your place, getting lost, losing contact with your content and looking really foolish on stage as you cast about for something to say. Well, aids can get over all of that. Don't rely on your memory. If you have a memory like mine, that's not a safe thing to do. So use cue cards, for example. Simple, small cards with bullet points written on them that you can turn over. You've seen TV hosts using these all the time, and they do that for exactly the same reason you should, to remind them of what's coming next, to give them a little cue of what's going to be the next thing to talk about, and then you can talk naturally, look at the audience, just glancing down from time to time to check what the next bullet point is. If you don't like holding cue cards, then you can do what I do, which is to use slides using PowerPoint or Keynote or Prezi or one of the great packages out there. And just make sure the slides are in front of you, that you have a machine in front of you with Presenter View turned on so that you can see what's coming up next. That way you're always one step ahead of the game. The third tip, and I think probably the most important one, is incredibly simple, and it's something that so few people do. Breathe. As you walk up on stage or walk into the situation where you're going to speak, take a mighty deep breath. You know that thing your voice can do if you're really nervous? You know the voice sort of goes like this and you're very trembly and quavery. Well, if that's you, breathe and you will calm that whole thing right down. Of course, breath is the fuel for your voice. Your voice is only breath. And we breathe like a bird most of the time. Most of us breathe just to the top of our lungs. Well, if you take a mighty deep breath, it releases all sorts of good chemicals into your body. And of course, it makes you feel that you've got some ammunition. And by the way, you could even, before you go on stage, take Amy Cuddy's TED tip. She's got the second most viewed TED talk of all time. And do a power pose. Just stick your arms in the air as if you've just won something. And it makes you feel powerful. That's because it actually releases testosterone into your body, and that is the hormone that makes you feel strong and confident. So breathe, power pose. Don't do the power pose as you come on stage. That would look a little strange, but certainly before you come on, you can do that. And then as you walk on, a big deep breath, and you'll be amazed how much more confident you feel. By the way, a couple of little bonus tips. If you do get the shakes really badly in your hands ever, then if that's you, don't use pieces of paper. It just makes it very obvious to the audience. You might want to avoid using cue cards as well and just let your hands be relaxed by your sides. If your legs go, I've seen people whose legs shake uncontrollably, lock them. Lock your knees back and you will keep that under control. Honestly, it does get easier. If you practice, if you do it over and over again, Your nerves will subside and it'll become just like riding a bike or driving a car, something you were once very nervous about and now is a lot easier. So I hope those tips have helped you and I hope you enjoy the book.